The Business News Hour is brought to you by the Greater Des Moines Partnership, the economic and community development organization serving Central Iowa, DesMoinesMetro.com, and Arion Technology, HR and contact center solutions, all under one roof at AUREON.com.
Well, we promised you in the first half hour that we'd have a conversation about cryptocurrencies, and that's exactly what we're going to do. Well, this is a returning guest to the News Hour. Tom Myers was in about a month ago, and we had this conversation, Tom, about Bitcoin and your Ethereum, I think it is.
Ethereum,
yeah.
It's
and
the second largest
other
digital currency.
Crypto digital currencies out there. And if your head starts to spin sometimes because there's all these new players in the market, there's no wonder. Tom, welcome back. Nice to have you here.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit about you so that we could kind of set the stage for people that, who may not have heard you the last time you were here.
You know, I was in the investment management business for about 25 years as an equity portfolio manager and analyst. And I think that background in buying and selling U.S. equities and securities kind of lent, you know, itself to my understanding and interest in blockchain technology, the technology that runs cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and like Ethereum.
And that experience now has come to fruition with all of this new technology that's out there, how you mine cryptocurrencies and how you retain it, how you sell it, how you use it. Most people don't get it, do they?
No, I think that while there's a lot of news about the price of Bitcoin going up and other
falling
a lot in the last month, I think Bitcoin has gone down from high 18,000-19,000 mm-hmm. to 11,300 today,
which is a significant drop in 2 months.
Yep. And there have been a number of 50% plus pullbacks in Bitcoin over the last 5 years. When it makes big moves, it tends to have big corrections. I think that's very normal. And when you get a 50% pullback and you've had some experience in the securities industry with equities, it's not quite so startling. But it does bring Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies into the media spotlight.
Of course it does.
And they talk a lot about it, about is it a bubble, is it a crash? But rarely do they get deep enough into really kind of explaining what it really is and what it could really do. So I don't know. Some people, I think, pay attention.
So let's talk about that just a little bit. So what are these corrections? Are they, of course, we've seen the stock market correct from time to time, although we've been on this crazy run here for the past several years. And we're hitting $1,000 marks on the Dow quicker than we've ever hit any time in the past. But what about the cryptocurrencies? Are these market corrections for as skyrocketing as these prices have been? Are they pretty normal?
Yeah, I think they're very normal. When you have a move that's a double or a triple inside of a couple weeks, a 50% pullback isn't really that big a deal, and it's very common. Equities tend not to go have a double, go up 100% or 200%.
Sure. If it does, somebody's going to ask the question.
But
right?
Back in the dot-com era, there were some really big moves. And oftentimes you would see a double over a couple weeks and then a big pullback, right? You can't go up 200% and then not expect some pullback. More sellers, people taking advantage of higher prices to take profits.
One of the things that has happened since you and I had this discussion was the SEC, as we suggested, I think maybe the week that you were on, said that, somebody around here is going to get into the regulatory side of all of this. And they did. They stepped in and said to a cryptocurrency provider, I believe it was out of Shanghai, perhaps it was. They shut them down and they said, well, we're going to check this out because the phone number that they had listed was even a disconnected phone number. And so they said, we're not sure of this. So what should investors be wary of?
Well, the U.S. regulators, the SEC, the IRS, the entity that watches out for consumer protection. I'm trying to think.
Protection Agency.
Yeah. It's their job to help consumers avoid problems, fraud, things like mm-hmm. that. And that's absolutely the right thing to do. So when there's so many of these little coin offerings, they're called ICOs, popping up every day, and all the SEC can do in the United States, where they have jurisdiction, is say, you know, the way we look at it, an initial coin offering is a security. And if you have it registered with the SEC, then you're breaking the law.
Yeah, right.
And I think that's the right thing to do. When you really look at kind of how an ICO works, it looks a lot like a securities offering. So that doesn't stop ICOs from happening in other countries.
And they can kind of do it on the dark web a little bit too, can't
they?
Yeah,
lots of companies, you know, there's not a lot of information, specifics about who the people are and what their backgrounds are and where do they live and what's their phone number. It's part of the decentralized nature of the whole kind of cryptocurrency market. You know, you kind of have to believe in the concept of more people being in charge or having a stake in what's going on, an equal stake in what's going on, is as good or better than having one central authority controlling everything.
Got
so
it.
That's kind of a philosophy.
That's the philosophy, isn't it?
Yes.
So in other words, rather than the central bank holding on to all the goodies or the gold or whatever it happens to be that funds whatever currency it happens to be out there, let all of these people somehow be in charge of that. But that really does fly in the face of some common logic, though, doesn't
it? Yeah, that's a new way of looking at the world. And that's what's really interesting and cool about Bitcoin is the technology that was developed and the rules that were developed so that you could have a currency, Bitcoin, that's managed, that's reconciled, that's controlled by hundreds of individuals or entities, all having kind of an equal stake in the success, all having the same incentives to do the right thing and not the wrong thing. And then I think it's fascinating to see that it's so far it's worked. That's brand new. You know, there hasn't been any innovation in money in over 100 years. I mean, so this is the first time technology and innovation has really hit, you know, let's say the monetary system or how we deal with money.
It's interesting. We had a story earlier in the newscast talking about the IRS and Bitcoin in particular and how they see what Bitcoin is. They don't recognize it as a currency. They recognize it as property, which has got some tax implications to it. If you sell a Bitcoin, then you've got you pay capital gains on it, but if you sell it and buy stuff with it, then you can be taxed on double tax on that. And sometimes those taxes with administrative fees, et cetera, can reach somewhere near 60%. But the issue was, the story was that between 2013 and 2015, fewer than 900 people reported that they had transactions in Bitcoin. So the IRS said, wait a minute.
Well, the IRS and the SEC and all the federal regulators, they can do what they want. And, you know, 3 years ago, there wasn't any guidance and there wasn't certainly as much attention on Bitcoin in terms of how you would handle it at the personal level. You know, I buy it and I can use it to buy things, you know, or services. And if it goes up, is that my fault? Because I just bought it to use it. You know, it's kind of hard to change the rules midstream.
So if we back that down and say, okay, if I own a dollar, I know the dollar is worth a dollar. Okay? Mm-hmm. Tomorrow it's not worth a dollar and 25 cents or $3. It's still worth a dollar, whatever that is. This is a whole different thing.
But let's say that you had a dollar and you were going to buy something that you buy every day. And that something comes from some other country, China, whatever.
Right.
And the dollar in relative currency to that product was strong. So let's say it went up 100%. And now you bought that same product.
Double of whatever.
It cost half as much.
Right, right, right.
And so now you got a great deal. So why isn't the IRS thinking about, well, we should tax that as a gain? Because he's using it as currency, but he's getting twice as much. There's some profit in there we want to get a gain on or a tax on. You know, the IRS throws a couple heaters in there. There's some announcements about what they're going to do and how they're treating things. There's no way they could track down everybody. And that kind of we're only going to prosecute certain people or certain entities. That's not a good way to operate. But I, you know, you can
well,
totally.
This is such a new territory.
Yeah, it's brand new territory.
I mean, that's, I think the bottom line is I don't know if regulators know how to deal with
Absolutely.
Any of this.
Absolutely. They're trying to create rules and ways of doing it and processes about how they want to try to fulfill their regulatory control all on the fly. So,
well, you're not in the securities business any longer, but what would be your word of caution to people who are saying, hey, I got to get into the ground floor and this cryptocurrency stuff?
I think that, you know, one thing you can always do is just put a get a little bit of investment in it.
And you can do fractions.
Yeah. And just because if you have something at stake, if you get a wallet opened up so that you can buy some Bitcoin on some exchange, right? The minute you have a little bit of skin in the game, you pay a lot more attention. And you tend to look behind the curtain a little bit more to try to find out why it has value or why Bitcoin goes up or down or what it actually does or how it could help, people around the world. That would be my suggestion, is what do you have to do to pay more attention?
Tom Myers, ladies and gentlemen, we've been having a conversation about cryptocurrency. Thank you for doing this. Even though we do a business news show, even though we do these stories, sometimes it goes, what are we talking about? Because it is a new frontier. Thank you so very much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Tom Myers, ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking about cryptocurrency. On the storyline today was, of course, the IRS and Bitcoin. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, we had a great opportunity to visit with the relatively new director of the Des Moines Human Rights and Civil Rights Commission. That was Joshua Barr. And now just this moment was with Tom Myers. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the news hour, Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer. He's with us each day, making sure that the broadcast gets out there and that the podcast does exist. Mary Sayer is the liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group. Patrick Wood, well, that happens to be the brand manager for the radio station. Jimmy Olson is the voice of Insight on Business, the news hour, famous voice around the Des Moines area. Jeff Delveaux is the general manager for the Des Moines Radio Group. The music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett, exclusively for the Business News Hour. For our guests, for the station, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.